Welcome to Back to the Studio, live 90.5 Business Insight Suite. Mario and the Mate, and now producing studio, Darren Capes Davis, for which I'm very grateful, and congratulate him again on his new position as a vice chair of Live 90.5, which certainly is going to give them more certainty, more hope, and more creativity to all our sponsors who are listening right now, taking the part of this great radio station. Matt and I will guide you right now to our next guest. Matt, I don't know how to pronounce this gentleman's name. It's a Clary. Clary, how are you, Clary?
Oh, g'day. Going good, thank you. How are you going?
No, but Clary, listen, we're privileged to have somebody like you, the person, your stature and profile, doing something extraordinary. And we never spoke, either Darren or myself, before with nobody about this topic before. So, Clary, for all our listeners, do you mind just to introduce yourself very shortly, very briefly? Who is Clary? And I apologize if I don't pronounce your name properly. Let's go blame the man. He's an Aussie, Aussie, oi, oi, oi. I'm just a foreigner. So, Clary, who is the Clary?
That's me. The pronunciation's right. Thank you.
Thank you, welcome.
Clary Frank Holden is my name, and I'm the founder of Fathers Watch Australia. And I've founded this organisation because there's a need for people, an awareness, and a change. We need to change. Awareness is one thing, but the change is another. Of how people are getting treated, and the children especially, but mainly fathers, through the family law court system. So we've got people, we've got a lot of dads, killing themselves week by week. We've got kids that are getting murdered, and we're trying to, well, not trying, we are going to stop this, because it's a pretty easy fix. We've just got a lot of bureaucracy to chisel through to make the change.
You know, Clary, I will let my co-host Matt to ask you some questions, but I prepared some questions as well for you. So, Clary, you know, without going into politics and politicizing, you know, the sexes, male or female, who is committing suicide, how the domestic things works, kids and everything else, can you share with us what is the vision of the Fathers' Rights Australia?
Okay. Look, you know, we should have a 50-50 by default if it's in the best interest of the child. If there's no actions against the charges against the mother or the father after separation, then the child has a right, a human right, to be 50-50 with both parents. Now, we've got to stop the false DVOs, because that's where it starts in this country. You're innocent or proven guilty, but when there's a DVO involved, you're guilty to proven innocent. And that's the destruction of a person's life through the family court, because you can be tied up for years, you know. But ultimately, we want to scrap or rewrite the Family Law Act. That's the ultimate goal, because it just doesn't work. It's been 46 years. It just doesn't work.
That's very interesting. Look, Clary, you know, this is very unusual. I must say, the approach to the family and everything else talking about. Do you have maybe any statistics or, you know, about these suicides and amongst the fathers, or what's the most common cause, you know, people commit suicide, you know, I mean, in family as the fathers?
Okay. Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because we've actually got thousands of people, thousands of stories, and I spend 7 days a week talking to mostly fathers. There's both sides to the story. We're not sexist here at all, but it's mostly about 90% the fathers get hammered pretty well.
Yes.
But the bottom line is, until it's happened to you, until you have your children ripped away from you and you have to go and defend yourself and fight and pay $300 a week to see him for 2 hours in a controlled centre, you don't really know what it does to a man. Like, we are designed to, you know, be sent overseas, go in trenches, shoot, you know, the enemy and be shot at and come home and it's all good. We're not designed to have our bond slowly hacksawed away by a scorned parent and a system we pay tax to that supports it. We're not designed for that.
That's very interesting, Matt.
Where is on to be with their children as much as the other?
Oh, absolutely.
Parents.
Look, you know, this is a topic we need to have again and again and again, you know, to remind the public. Yeah. But Matt, do you have any questions for the Clary?
Absolutely. Firstly, Clary, lovely to meet you. This is
you too. Thank you.
It's great to talk to you. Yeah. So, one thing that intrigues me is obviously what you do with Fathers Rights Australia, but I'm curious how the organisation is different to other organisations and groups helping families, and particularly, you know, providing support for fathers and their children.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've only really, like, I've got a 14-year history personally on this, but really I've only brought this to light in the last 12 months. And in 12 months, you know, we're taking some pretty serious action. Well, 10 months, actually. We've organised and postured a proactive, positive father's rights group. We're not a normal father's rights group. We're not here to any negativity whatsoever. We're here to make a change. So all we do and all we talk about is a positive, moving forward way to make change. You know, in the last probably 3 months, I've talked four guys from the ledge that one was going to jump off a car park. I mean, they're in a pretty bad way when they've lost their family, their children, and they're presumed guilty before they get a chance to get their innocence across the board. And they've lost... I've got half of these guys living in cars. You know, once the DVO goes out, they're shot. They're buggered for... It could be 10 years, it could be 3 years, it could be 6 months. So the system's pretty slow. But look, in 3 weeks, we've got 4,000 signatures to go to Parliament. We're in the process of a charitable foundation with a DGR status. We've organised a shop lease for an op shop for the charitable foundation. We've had recycled bins donated to us. We've organised recycling equipment for fathers who have been pummeled through this broken, failed, corrupt, incompetently run system. We know as the family law court, so that they've got somewhere to come and just, you know, these guys, a lot of them have been stripped of everything.
That's very painful, Matt. This is the situation. So, Matt, before I let Matt, because Matt is my new co-host, and Darren and I, who's a producer with us in studio, we hammering him now to be the more productive, you know what I mean, and everything else, to ask more questions. Clary, just shortly, if somebody want to sign the petition, where they can go?
Fathersrightsaustralia.com. The petition, it's on our Facebook page as well, but fathersrightsaustralia.com, right down the bottom, it'll connect you to Facebook. And the petition, it's not actually, that's been submitted. We have got the numbers.
Yes.
But because the inquiry is being put off now until basically the end of June, we are still, the petition's still out there, but we have got the numbers already. We've got the numbers that we were supposed to get.
That's very interesting.
Thanks for that. Thanks very much. But that one, it's a big key player. Once that goes across the board, it's a key player. But we have to wait now until basically June, July.
Clary, thank you. Matt has more questions for you. Like, he's prepared now. He's on fire. So please help us to spread the word about this topic we talk. Matt?
Yeah, so, and obviously numbers are important. You've hit your numbers, and firstly, congratulations. It's a big step, but I'm curious, why would someone want to then sign the petition? What are the key support measures that Fathers Rights Australia has or will put in place?
Okay, well, we're growing at a pretty rapid rate, and we've sort of been funding this mostly ourselves, and we're going as fast as we can, but we've got access now on the website to coaches, mental health counsellors. We've got access, well, to me, I talk to blokes, dads that have been through this pretty well every day of the week. I advertise my phone number because I'm not a counsellor. You don't need $400 an hour to help somebody get through a problem. You need to
so have true, so true. That, that I agree with that one. Yes, because sometimes it's just the word and the time to listen to somebody. It's very helpful.
That's all it takes, mate. I had one guy, I think 40 minutes is the most I spent with one guy, and he basically became a member and said thanks, and he's on board. And, you know, 40 minutes prior, he was about to jump off the sixth floor of a car park, you know?
Well, Clary, I need to share something with you because what you don't know, you're talking to the true survivor here in the studio right now, and I'm very proud and privileged that I share studio with him. Gentlemen, you're talking to right now, and he's become the part of the team. Matt, Jumpet from the, how tall was building, Matt?
Yeah, the building was 30 meters tall, landed on concrete.
And I'm pretty sure that you can, you know, talk to Claire and, you know, maybe you can help those men through your some public speaking program. But Matt, do you mind, any other questions for the Clary?
Clary, yeah, I suppose, how can people become more involved with Fathers Rights Australia? And
good question. There's, mate, we're going to fulfil the vision of Fathers Rights Australia, but to do this, we do need to build a movement of positive, like-minded people, yeah?
Yes.
And the funds, obviously, to not only provide the services and the support that's needed to help men and children, but to also get the right legal representation, because it's a bit of a... once you walk through those doors, court doors, family court doors, you never sort of come out the same again. So you need the right representation, not just somebody that wants to fleece you for 10 grand for the day, you know?
Yes, that's correct.
So to get involved, please become a member. You can become a member by going to fatherdosaustralia.com and clicking on the free membership. Or if you want to support financially, you can be a VIP member for $24.99 a month. Mm-hmm. Or you can make a one-off donation. It's all boiling back to, I've been funding this for the last 12 months, and to do what we're doing, our main goal is going to cost us a lot of money. So at some stage, we are going to need the support. So,
Claudia, can I ask you a quick question personally now? This is just a conversation and between me and Matt bouncing this conversation. Why the man is not represented, let's just say, in mainstream media, that they are, you know, suffering as well, equal like other people? And I mean like other, let's just say, like females or children or, you know, the aliens, unicorns. Why are we always putting the man as a ruling species, let's go say, and they have no emotions, they don't, they're not sad, they're not upset, they're not suffering? Why is that perception in the media? Are we talking less about men suffering?
It's, you know, there's probably a million answers to that question, but it's a really good question.
Yeah.
Because I'll give you an example. In my shire here, I live in the Redlands, beautiful place. In my shire here, there's 17 help centres for women. None for men, not one.
But why is that? You know, I try to understand, not only because I'm the man, but I understand that women suffering a lot and tremendously more harder than men, but why there's no like a shelter for the men? This is what I understand.
Well, look, there's a couple of things. I think it's, you know, the ideology that men are bad, you know, man hits woman, it's all bad. Those people should be dealt with for the full force of the law.
Yes.
By no means should they get away with anything. It's the wrong thing
Absolutely.
To do, and they should be dealt with. But in saying that, the guys are tarred with the same brush. When you walk through those family law court doors, you are looked upon, the decision's pretty well already made, 90% of the decision's made, you are looked upon as that guy that possibly can be that guy.
Yeah.
And I've got cases here that will actually blow you away. I've got cases here where the judges have been given all the evidence and red flagged by the authorities that the child shouldn't go back with that person, yet the judge just said go back to the perpetrator. And I got one case here, 24 hours later, the kid was dead, 3.5-year-old kid was murdered by the mother. So, you know, it's not, we're not all tarred with the same brush. Some of us fathers sometimes are better role models than the mothers in some cases, and I've got plenty of them. It goes both ways, I get it. I totally get it. We're not biased in any way. But we get tarred with the same brush when we walk through those doors. We're looked down upon as that guy that possibly could do this or possibly could do that with no evidence.
Claire, well, before we end up, you know, end our conversation, now the last question for those that reason with what we discussed today, what is the best course of action? You say how they can help, you know, I mean, it's go on the website, and what else they can do? You mentioned that they can contribute financially. Is there any other way? And then what's the website, so you know that the people can come and be the part of the of this what you guys are doing here?
Okay. All right, well, we've got massive change coming up. There's a few ways. The website is fathersrightsaustralia.com. They can contact me personally. My phone number's plastered all over the place. I'm happy to talk with anybody about what we're doing. Become a member. Be it, you know, if you're not financial, just become a member for the numbers. But if you are, the $24.99 a month will go a long way. We've got victim impact assessments, which we're getting in now. Next couple of weeks, it'll be on the website. But you can call me and I can send them out to you. We're taking in 5-page chronologies for a class action. You can join the class action. That's part of it, the 5-page chronology. And just be a part of the most positive change for kids and dads this country will ever witness, because, you know, welcome aboard. Hang on for the ride. Somebody has to do something sooner or later. This system hasn't worked. We've got dead kids. We've got dead dads. And we just got to put a stop to it. We have to do something. They're not listening, you know. We need to change.
Well, I'd like to inform all our listeners to join, come tonight on the website at live905.com.au. Under the podcast Business Insights with Mario Matt or Matt and Darren, you're going to find us very easily. This conversation is recorded. It's going to be turned into the podcast thanks to Darren Capes Davis. And everybody, feel free to contact Clary, who is the founder of Fathers Rights Australia, who provides supportive environment for the fathers who have been alienated, mistreated, disrespected, falsely accused, and separated unjustly from their children. Clary, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And we're wishing you all the best, and stay in touch.
Thank you, Mario. I'm out for your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Pleasure. Pleasure. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us in the studio. Next guest is Jonas shortly. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt, and we will rock your world.